Now, let us touch briefly on another question. What relationship the omnipresent active element Okidonok has to the common presence of every being, and what cosmic results arise from this? It's necessary to touch on this question chiefly because it will bring out a very striking fact which will help you grasp the difference between the various brain systems of beings called the one-brained, two-brained, and three-brained. First of all, you should know that every cosmic localization, known as a brain, takes its form from crystallizations for whose arising the affirming source is one or another of the corresponding holy forces of the fundamental sacred Triamasi Kamno contained in the omnipresent Okidonok. And the holy forces are further actualized in the presence of beings precisely through these localizations. Some other time I will give you a special explanation of the process of the arising of being brains in the presence of beings. Meanwhile, let us talk a little about the results which the omnipresent Okidonok actualizes by means of these being brains. The omnipresent active element Okidonok enters the presence of beings through the three kinds of being food. And it does so because, as I've already told you, Okidonok necessarily participates in the elaboration of all the products that serve as being food and is therefore always present in them. Well, my boy, the essential peculiarity of the omnipresent Okidonok is that in this case, it undergoes the process of Jartklam in the presence of beings, independently of any contact with the emanations of a large cosmic concentration. And the factors for this process are either the results of Park Tog duty, consciously actualized by the being themselves, which I will later explain to you in detail, or that process of great nature existing in the universe under the name of Kirkul-Nuarnian actualization, which consists in obtaining the required totality of vibrations by adaptation. This latter process takes place in beings without any participation whatever of their consciousness. In both cases, when Okidonok enters the presence of a being and undergoes the process of Jartklam, each of its fundamental parts blends with those perceptions present in the being at the moment which corresponds to it according to what are called kindred vibrations. And it is then concentrated in the corresponding localization, that is, in the corresponding brain. These blendings are called being impulskari. Note well, my boy, that these localizations, or brains, not only serve as apparatuses for the transformation of corresponding cosmic substances for the purposes of the most great common cosmic Trogo Autoegocrat, but are also the means whereby the conscious self-perfecting of beings is possible. This latter aim depends upon the quality of the being impulskari, concentrated, or, as is otherwise said, deposited in the being brains. Concerning the quality of the being impulskari, there is one special commandment among the direct commandments of our all-embracing endlessness, which is strictly observed by all normal three-brain beings of our great universe, and is expressed in the words, "Always guard against such perceptions as may soil the purity of your brains." Three-brain beings have the possibility of personal self-perfecting because of the localization in their common presence of three centers, or three brains, in which, When the omnipresent Okidanok undergoes the process of Jartklam, the three holy forces of the sacred Triamazikamno are deposited and acquire the possibility of further, this time, independent actualizations. The point is that beings having this three-brain system can, by the conscious and intentional fulfilling of being Parkog duty, utilize for their own presence the three holy forces liberated from the omnipresent Okidanok by the process of Jartklam, and so bring their presence to what is called the Sakru Nulansakinian state. That is to say, they can become individuals with their own sacred law of Triamazikamno, and with the possibility of consciously taking in and coating in their common presence that all holy, which, among other things, helps to actualize the functioning in cosmic units of objective or divine reason. Nevertheless, my boy, just here lies the great terror. The three brain beings of the planet Earth also have, up to the time of their complete destruction, these three independent localizations, or being brains, through which the three holy forces of the sacred Triamazikamno, which they might use for their own self-perfecting, are transformed for further actualizations. Yet, because of the abnormal conditions of ordinary being existence they themselves have established, these possibilities beat their wings in vain. It's interesting to note that in the three-brain beings of the planet Earth, these being brains are located in the same parts of the planetary body as in us. That is, the brain, predetermined by great nature for the concentration and further actualizing of the first holy force of the sacred Triamazikamno, called the Holy Affirming, is found in the head. The second brain, which transforms and crystallizes the second holy force of the sacred Triamazikamno, the holy denying, is placed in them, as in us, along the length of the back in what is called the spinal column. But it's for the place of concentration and source for further manifestation of the third holy force of the sacred Triamazikamno, namely the holy reconciling. The exterior form of this being brain in them bears no resemblance whatever to ours. You must know that in the earliest three-brain beings there, this being brain was localized in the same part of the planetary body as in us, and had exactly the same exterior form, but for many reasons, you yourself will come to understand in the course of my talks, great nature was constrained to alter this brain little by little, and to give it the form it has in contemporary beings. In your favorites of the present day, this being brain is not localized in one whole mass, as is proper to the presence of all other three-brain beings of our great universe, but is split up into parts. And each of these parts, according to its specific functioning, is localized in a different place in their planetary body. Although in its exterior form this being center of theirs now has different places of concentration, nevertheless, all its separate functionings have corresponding connections with one another, so that the sum total of these scattered parts can function exactly as is proper for it to function. They call these separate localizations in their common presence nerve nodes. It's interesting to note that most of these places of concentration are located in the very region of the planetary body where this being brain would normally be, that is, in the region of the chest and the totality of these nerve nodes they call the solar plexus. And so, my boy, in the presence of each one of your favorites, The omnipresent Okidanok undergoes the process of Jartlam, and in them also each of its three holy forces blends independently with other cosmic crystallizations for a corresponding actualization. But since they have entirely ceased to fulfill being Parktog duty, chiefly because of the abnormal conditions of being existence gradually established by them themselves, none of these three holy sources of everything existing is transubstantiated for their own presence, except the denying force alone. The crystallizations that arise in their presence from the first and third holy forces are utilized almost entirely by the common cosmic Trogo-Auto-Egocratic process, and only the crystallizations of the second part of the omnipresent Okidanok, the holy denying, serve for the coating of their own presence. Hence, most of them remain with a presence consisting of the planetary body alone, and are thus, for themselves, destroyed forever. As regards the particularities proper only to the omnipresent, everywhere penetrating, active element Okidanok, and the further results produced by them, you will have a clear picture of all this when I have explained to you in more or less detail, as I have already promised, the fundamental laws of world creation and world maintenance. In the meantime, I shall tell you about the elucidating experiments pertaining to this omnipresent cosmic crystallization, at which I was present in person. However, it was not on the planet Earth that I was an eyewitness to these experiments, nor did your favorites make them. They were made on the planet Saturn by that three-brained being who, during almost the whole period of my exile in that solar system, was my real friend, about whom I recently promised to tell you in more detail.